Item there, I believe there were 454 people with construction licenses in the city of Medford, 42 of which, or 9.3%, have not filed returns. When we worked those, we ended up getting 63 returns because some were multiple year and collecting $16,381 in tax penalties.
Jim, now these are the businesses or are these the individuals that are in that type of business?
No, these are the businesses. In many cases, they may be individual proprietorships that report on their individual Schedule Cs. But this is the kind of data that we use to support the numbers we arrive at from the studies.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and cover the other pages, and then I think we'll quit for today. Session starts at 10:15. We will try to start first with this, you know, first thing tomorrow.
The next page is marked page 6, and that is essentially shows those people that don't pay their established liabilities, people that we have received a bill from us or they filed a return and say they owe some money, they know they owe it, and then we're in the process of trying to collect it. That's about $54 million a year, of which we currently collect about $38.7 million. About $5 million a year is charged off, and about $10 million a year is added on to the growing account receivable in the state. The next chart, marked page 7, deals with the major problem of underreporting of income and what we're currently doing with that. And that's the major emphasis of our field office staff, of our field auditors, is to do audits of self-employed people. That tends to be the area where most of this underreported income comes from. The next page is some federal data that shows, the important column is the right-hand column, and it shows various types of income, and from their studies, how much of that income is reported. It's interesting, like some business income, from their analysis, less than half of that ends up being reported on tax returns. And the last page in the handout shows the corporation tax gap that we estimate and what we do with that. As you can see, we make a pretty significant dent in that right now.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, President.
On the preceding page, or Exhibit A, page 8, under farm proprietor, the double asterisk indicates that this is not calculated because the reported amount was a negative number. I'm just curious how that works.
This is some, Mr. Chair, Representative Hugo, this is some from federal data, and my understanding of that number is that the total amount of income reported on from that type of occupation, when it's aggregated, is a negative. It okay. ends up being a loss in total.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a published motion.
Sure. Okay, well, thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed the other testimony while you're waiting. We'll try to get to you first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, so.